Continue our Panchakosha Viveka meditations we've been working on. Today, from another angle from what we did in previous classes, to help understand one term we have to understand is upadhi. Upadhi is something which gives some quality to something else, seemingly limits by some qualification, seemingly qualifying. Just like if I have the light and then you put some color paper around it, now the light looks like it's red, looks like it's blue. It's the same light, it just looks like it because it's going through that. Or if I hold a crystal, which is transparent, in front of my shirt, it's looking white. I hold it up, look to the sky, now it's looking blue. Crystal wasn't affected, seemingly affected. So we take the panchakoshas and we look at them as upadhis for myself, atma, the sakshi chaitanyam, or the conscious awareness. Because I know I'm a conscious being. So we try to observe each one of them and see how it is an upadhi, as though qualifying myself as a conscious being. So we start with Annamaya Kosha, the physical body. I know the physical body is there because I'm aware throughout the body. So when I observe the body, there are two things. The fact that I'm aware in every corner of the body, and sensations. Those two things are myself as the physical body. If I forget the sensation in one place in the body, I'm the same conscious awareness. My arm fell asleep, I don't feel the arm. I'm still the same conscious awareness. Sensations of the body change. I feel very heavy, pain in the body. Same conscious awareness, sensation changed. I did a nice yoga practice. My body feels very light, expansive. Very few nice sensations. Sensations changed, same conscious awareness. I totally forget the body, like out of body experience. No body. I'm still the conscious awareness, but not filtered through the upadhi of the body. So whatever change in the upadhi, the seeming qualifying adjunct or layer, has not affected the that which is seemingly qualified. Sakshi, the conscious awareness. Now I feel more energy, more power. Level of energy is the upadhi. I'm aware that I experience more power. I'm more weak today. Weakness and the fact that I'm conscious awareness. And always you take in two, conscious awareness and something that's seemingly qualifying it. Whatever my energy level, I'm the same conscious being. Energy level, Pranamaya Kosha. Manomaya Kosha, thoughts, emotions. Same. I'm a conscious being, I'm conscious, and thoughts. Both have to be there, otherwise I don't know their thoughts. Every thought that comes and goes in the mind, I'm the conscious being there before the thought came. When the thought is there, after the thought went away. Same awareness. Now there are many thoughts in the mind. I'm aware in and through all of them. More quiet mind, silent mind. I'm the same awareness. The awareness there, you can think of like the sunlight reflected in the water. Quiet mind, okay, clear reflection. Noisy mind, okay, you see the movement of the light on the water, but the sun is the same. So as awareness, I'm the same, changes in the thoughts and the emotions. Self is Sakshi, conscious awareness remains the same. That's how you know it's Upadhi, because it's not affected by, seemingly affected by. The sunlight seemingly affected by the movement of the water. Now I can think very clearly, my mind is sharp. Now I'm more tired, my mind can't think clearly. I'm disturbed, my mind can't think clearly. Same way. Conscious being and sharpness of the intellect. Conscious awareness always there, intellect not always there. Deep sleep, intellect gone. I wake up, I had a good sleep. So I was conscious awareness, must have been there to tell me, yes, you were there in the sleep. So Vijnana Maya Kosha, intellectual sheath, seemingly is qualifying myself as aware, the awareful being. But I'm the same one, regardless of the state of the intellect. And Anandamaya Kosha, different levels of joy, of happiness. There are different gradations of the joy. A little bit, I see something I like. I'm more joyful, I got what I like. Even more joyful, experiencing that which I like. It's experiential, so experience comes and goes. Same conscious awareness throughout all these experiences. I can't be Anandamaya Kosha, the joy comes and goes, but I remain there. So sakshi, the witnessing awareness or conscious awareness, in and through these different koshas. But not limited to, seemingly affected by them. Many other things in the koshas, I see, so senses, whether I see or not see, I'm the same one. I move, I don't move, I'm the same one. The crystal example we gave, the color seems to have changed, but the substance is the same one, not affected. Myself is Sakshi. The experience changes. The consciousness and whose light the experience is there. What is behind the experience, this one, is not changing. So the viveka, the discrimination for understanding the differences, separating. Not for a new experience, because this is in and through every experience. For understanding experience.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.